The historic six-bedroom John Street home, traditionally occupied by Laurentian University's presidents, was sold last month. The university's new president, Lynn Wells, announced the sale of the 179 John Street property in her written report to Laurentian Senate on April 16. The sale of the former residence of Laurentian University presidents was completed in March 2024, Wells wrote. The buyer of the home will take possession at the end of May, and at that point the transaction will be complete. The property was put up for sale in February for $899,000. Wells did not reveal in her report who the buyer of the home is, or its final purchase price. She said once the transaction is complete later this spring, we will be able to provide more information about the sale price and proceeds of the sale. Sudbury.com also reached out to Laurentian's communications department to see if they could shed more light on the sale, but they echoed what was in Wells' report. As the president mentioned, the closing day is at the end of May, said a written response from Laurentian Communications. Once the sale closes and the new owners take possession, it will be possible to provide more details about the sale. Laurentian held an open house for the property February 25, to great public interest. The university's Board of Governors made the decision to sell the property in the winter of 2023. It wasn't listed until a year later, as a request for proposal had to be issued to select a realtor, and various repairs were necessary to prepare the house for sale. A 2023 internal email from Laurentian said 179 John Street has a long and storied history that dates back nearly 100 years, when its construction was commissioned by Ralph D. Parker, Laurentian University's first board chair. Since purchasing this house in 1965, the university's various leaders have hosted thousands of guests and hundreds of important community gatherings. It welcomed world leaders, internationally renowned artists, and many celebrated alumni. However, notwithstanding its historical significance, our current and future needs for spaces that support academic excellence and the student experience supersede holding on to this piece of our past, the 2023 email from the president's office said. The email also said, the funds generated from the sale of the home and the annual cost savings on property maintenance will be used to address vital investments to the university's sustainability. Heidi Ulrichsen is Sudbury.com's assistant editor. She also covers education and the arts scene.